This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Each time the U.S. tries to confront Iran, Russia is reluctant to go along. Moscow isn't convinced that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons and is wary of imposing new sanctions. One reason is that Russia and Iran have close ties as trade partners and neighbors on the Caspian Sea. NPR's David Green wanted to explore that relationship.
Alexander Polishuk has been studying the Russia-Iran relationship his entire career. He's an historian and economist at the Institute of Oriental Studies in Moscow. And he said, don't think for a second that Russia trusts Iran.
I don't think that we trust anybody very much.
Russia and Iran aren't natural friends, he said. In fact, the Islamic government that rose to power in Iran in 1979 made Soviet leaders uncomfortable. But over time, in public at least, Russian leaders have come to view Iran's interest in nuclear power as peaceful and potentially profitable.
I think Americans and others, they have a very good opportunity to take part in this, in development of Iranian nuclear power stations. Why not?
Why not was Russia's answer. A Russian company is building a civilian nuclear power plant in Iran, and Russian officials want it running by this summer. If Iran is a threat, Polishuk said, Russia's approach has been to engage, not isolate.
The policy of Russia, it was and it remains, to have good relations with their neighbors. It's very important.
To make his point, Polishuk had a map. He showed me how northern Iran borders the Caspian Sea, and across a few hundred miles of water is the south of Russia. It's a predominantly Muslim region, with mosques in every city and village. Russia and Iran are neighbors. And when Russian leaders speak of a cultural connection, this is where it's felt. I met 74-year-old Anna Gasanova in a village in Dagestan, which is part of this Caspian region. Her father was Iranian. She's seen the news about Iran on TV. And she's heartened every time a Russian leader suggests the U.S. is exaggerating Iran's nuclear ambitions.
It's just a provocation. America always takes little bites in order to start a war. America wants to start a war and nothing else. Who made up this nuclear bomb? May his hands wither and fall off.
From her village, it's a short drive to the Caspian shore, where I chatted with Ali Hizdriyev. He teaches Persian language at Dagestan State University. Just listen to the language here, he said. Countless Persian words are spoken every day in the many different languages of Dagestan. And he pointed to something else. The ships out in the distance, chugging along a route that was a vital supply line for the Soviets and the Allies during World War II. Today, many of these cargo ships are doing runs between Iran and a bustling Russian port just north of Dagestan. It's the city of Astrakhan, where the Caspian meets Russia's Volga River. This is the heart of the Russian-Iranian trade.
Welcome to Astrakhan.
Rizar Elbegi Asli has a piece of the action. The Iranian businessman runs an import-export company, shipping Russian timber to Iran and Iranian rugs to Russia. He's part of a growing community. Iran opened a consulate in Astrakhan in 2002, and the number of Iranian companies has grown since.
Mr. David, Russian people, very kind people, I must say to you. You can have a good dialogue with one bottle beer, and you're starting have a good dialogue and something else.
This is where my trip ended, in Astrakhan, watching Rizar sip tea with his Russian business partner, Vladimir Yepishkin. Both men laughed about the debate over whether to slap new sanctions on Iran. Politics come and go, the Russian businessman said. Friends remain steady. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.